This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. Martin Katz is with Wellness MD at the ACAC, Atlantic Coast Athletic Club, and he joins us live in studio. Good afternoon.
Hey, Coy.
How you doing? How were your holidays?
Fantastic. How about yours?
Very good. Relaxing. Always ready to go back to work, though. I find it actually more relaxing to go back to work. I was telling somebody, going to work for me is like is a stress reducer, not a stress inducer.
I definitely enjoy being at home, so.
Yeah.
Possibly the other way.
We were talking during the break before we went on the air that when you walked in, I said, "Good day, mate," and I must apologize to you, and I'll do it on the air. I had thought you were from Australia, and somebody listening might think you are, but it's not Australia. It's
Johannesburg, South Africa.
South Africa.
Exactly.
Why does it sound so similar to Americans, you think?
That's a great question. I mean, both were colonies of, you know, Great Britain at one point.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that sort of has that English connotation to it.
Yeah. That's one place.
But we're not the criminals, you know.
Right. So. You were not the island where they just dropped
right.
people off.
Exactly.
That's South Africa is one place I've always wanted to see. I think Ireland and Rome.
There's so many gorgeous places throughout the world. It's
yeah,
hard
yeah.
to put on paper.
And you've traveled quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to do it a lot more, but yeah definitely. Fair amount.
So let me ask you about just your thoughts as if let's just start with a little politics because we talk about that a lot on this program. Your thoughts as a physician, as a you know a physician who's really focused on you know prevention and wellness, and your thoughts about all of this news we're getting constantly about this primary and that poll, and we always you know they can't mention a candidate without talking about healthcare because that and really the economy and Iraq are like the three big issues that have surfaced in this presidential year, and everybody it seems has a healthcare. We're going to fix healthcare. You know, everybody's got some plan. And what do you think about when you're sitting watching the news and you hear them talking about healthcare, this or that? What goes through your mind as a physician?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I've pretty much stayed out of the political race at this point. I have a lot of catch up to do. Just getting the business started. But, you know, as far as what I would like to see happen would be along the lines of education, prevention, primarily. You know, I think this country is no doubt the medical system's broken in so many regards. We're so reactive. We're not primary prevention-oriented. You know, we have lawyers breathing down our necks, so half the time physicians are practicing, you know, sort of this plan that we don't get, you know, sued. And so it's not really an ideal sort of environment.
But it's just like Americans to think that it's perfect and it's better than anybody else in the world, when in reality, if you really study it, it's not.
Right.
I mean, there's so many ways it can be improved.
Right. And we don't do well if you look at how well our mortality and our morbidity does compared to other nations. We really don't do well with, you know, even though we have this incredible technology and just so many things at our fingertips, the whole genetic code breaking is going to be another fascinating realm where we can hopefully improve and prevent certain diseases rather than react to them. So, you know, there's just so many different fronts that we can work on. Obviously, I'd like to see it fixed in liability, you know, just as far as, you know, not having to practice in such a way that we're not always watching our backs. Obviously, I'd like to see prevention going all the way from being taught in medical schools and in high schools and, you know, and obviously all the way down to elementary school. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that physical education, if we look at physical education and what it means as far as your mentality, as far as your health and body, and if you look at all these schools and they're cutting the physical education budget, just does not make sense to me.
I'll tell you, we're talking with Dr. Martin Katz, Wellness MD at ACAC. I will tell you, my daughter is in a public school in Albemarle County, and once in a while, I try, like every couple of weeks, I go and have lunch with her and sit at the table with all the kids. It is frightening. Now, not my daughter, because we send her lunch with her, but most of the kids buy lunch. It is frightening what they're eating.
Right.
They go through the line, they get a lunch, they come out, and these are kindergartners, and there's really nobody there saying, hey, you should eat this, you should eat that.
Right.
They're pretty much on their own. they sit down and they sort of attack the sweetest thing on the plate first. Well, 3 minutes into the lunch, the lunch lady says, okay, you can go through and get your dessert now. I mean, like 3 minutes, I've been sitting there for 3 minutes.
Right.
And I've been many times, and that wasn't a fluke. Every time, very quickly into the lunch, they say, you can get your dessert. Well, they all pretty much then get their dessert and eat their dessert for lunch.
Perfect.
Whether it's a popsicle or, you know, some kind of sweet junk.
Right.
It is just, I just sit there and scratch my head and think,
this is unbelievable. And we wonder why half the kids are diagnosed with ADD.
Yeah. It's amazing. And then we're seeing all of this childhood diabetes, and that, of course, is linked to all the sugar.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at studies that are done, if we can educate people as far as wellness goes early, they're much more likely. A guy down in South Carolina, Russ Pate, who's been in charge of the ACSM, he's done a lot of these studies, and it will show that if you are healthy in high school, elementary school, middle school, all that, you're much more likely to continue being healthy into later years.
Because it's all about creating habits, right?
Absolutely.
Creating a lifestyle of just something that you're used to that you think, well, this is normal.
Absolutely.
I don't eat 5 bowls of cereal at 11 o'clock at night.
Right. Exactly.
Like some of us do. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot to be said for just educating and really putting people back in charge of their health rather than, you know, your doctor being in charge of your health, which, you know, he can help identify ways that you can be that you can improve your health, but you should really be in charge of health. And, you know, obviously that's what we're trying to do at Wellness MD.
Yeah. And we're talking with Dr. Martin Katz, Wellness MD. And the website is, what is that again?
Wellness MD website.
Yeah. What is that?
Let's see. It's wellnessmd.acac.com.
Wellnessmd.acac.com.
Yeah. And the splash page will be up shortly. We're still building. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually building a new website for the Sorensen Institute as we speak. And it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how much work it was when I started this project. But it's refreshing to hear you talk about the medical healthcare in America and the way the system is now, to really hear a physician say it's broken. I mean, let's wake up and realize that in this country, it ain't perfect. It's far from perfect.
Right.
Because you have so many people that are conditioned to, they're sort of afraid to criticize anything about America, when that is the, as far as I'm concerned, that's freedom. You should be able to stand up and say, hey, I think that we can do a lot better at that.
Well, I mean, it's no question. If you go into a physician's office and you're diagnosed with, say, hypertension and diabetes, which are two very common disorders, you're much more likely to walk out of there with a prescription than you are with a lot of education with regard to healthy diet and healthy exercise. Because, unfortunately, the way the system is, doctors just don't have time to give you that kind of information. And tons of studies would prove that the best medication by far is improved diet and physical activity. I mean, there's great stories out there of patients who, specifically type 2 and hypertensives, I mean, lots of patients who can have disease regression with improved lifestyles. There's absolute proof out there. And so if you're, instead of just, you know, reacting to your care and your diseases and taking a front seat and really powering through it and changing your lifestyle, improving what you're doing, you can have disease regression.
That's amazing.
It's powerful.
And it really is a different approach to healthcare and wellness in this country, because we've been so trained to, well, just take a pill. There's got to be a pill for it, and that'll make it go away. And what we realize is we've created a society that is always in search of the next pill, instead of realizing that, you know, if you change your habits a little bit, you'll have a greater impact. Now, that's not to say there's some pills out there that don't save lives. I'm not saying that.
Right,
but
absolutely.
With so many of the things that people are struggling with on a day-to-day basis when it comes to wellness, you can have a greater, much greater gain if you just, you know, get off your butt and move around a little bit and stop eating all the junk and drinking the caffeine.
Right, absolutely. The high fructose corn syrup, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that is absolutely true. The point is, there's so many things we can do, you know, as far as improving healthcare, improving wellness. You know, I don't want to take it away from the medication that works. I mean, there are obviously medications, and it's time to use medication. I'm not for, any point of my career going to say that's not true.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But there's definitely things that the person can do that will improve it. I mean, you know, there's so many ways we can fix it, such as insurance companies that force patients to see a certain amount, you know, certain doctors within their I can't remember what they call it, that directory or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
their stable of doctors.
Right,
yeah.
Their stable of doctors in a PPO and HMO. But really what you want to do is find the best doctor who's going to treat what you have. You know, so that needs to be fixed, you know, with regard to hospitals, sort of keeping everything within the hospital. Like, you know, if there's a doc at, if you work for Martha Jeff and there's a doc at UVA who can do a better job or vice versa, you know, don't just refer to in-network. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about this in-network thing. If you have to drive up to Johns Hopkins to find the best doctor for what your problem is, you know, do it. A lot of these insurance companies and hospitals, you know, sort of just run to keep it in network. And
right.
That's not what's often best for patients. You know, so there's a lot of things that we can do, starting from education in elementary school all the way through to really fix the problem. And then obviously drug companies, which are fantastic. They do fantastic things, but
they're there to make a profit.
They're there to make a profit. And that, you know, is a problem too. You know, they're trying to help the patient out, but then they're also trying to, you know, make, you know, keep their
stockholders happy.
Stockholders happy. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Martin Katz is my guest live in studio, online at wellnessmd.acac.com. Let's take a very quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the podcast of Charlottesville Right Now with Poi Barefoot. Podcasting of the show is made available by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
Dr. Martin Katz is my guest live in studio with Wellness MD at the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club, ACAC, online at wellnessmd.acac.com. Give us an idea, if you can, the vision that you're at your practice and sort of the mission of Wellness MD, because it really is sort of, when I think of it, I think of this is what medicine really is about now in the 21st century.
Right. We're trying to bring wellness and prevention to more people. So Wellness MD at ACAC, we're offering a full wellness screen or a half-day wellness screen, and that goes through everything from advanced lipid testing, advanced inflammatory risk factors, some cancer risk factors. We're going to be doing ultrasound of the heart with a stress test and recheck the ultrasounds called stress echo. We're going to be doing CIMT, which is carotid intimal thickness testing. We're going to have a personal trainer evaluate you for flexibility, postural balance, sort of truncal stability, personal trainer assessing your strength, where you may be able to work on your strength and your cardiovascular fitness. And we'll have a nutritionist evaluate a three-day nutrition that you send in and find where you can really improve your nutrition.
So it's like the next generation physical checkup. I mean, this is amazing, right, that you do all that stuff.
Right. And I mean, there's people who are doing this. The Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, there are definitely people that are doing it. We think it's a fantastic idea. ACAC has been looking into it for years and trying to figure out how to do it and brought me on board, and we're going to work with it. And
so you're really bringing this kind of research into the individual human body, really down to the street level, to the pedestrian level. It's not just something that you'd find at some high research hospital anymore. It's at ACAC of all places.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, at the high, the university level, they have these 64 slice CT scans where they may do virtual colonoscopy. They may do virtual sort of angiograms of your heart, but there's a significant amount of radiation involved in that. And so if you're low risk, you know, we are offering the screening, we're offering the meat and potatoes. We think we've got a fantastic screening protocol that will give you a lot of answers. And at the end of the day, if we think that you may need further screening, we can send you on. But we'll give you most of what you need to know right here in Charlottesville.
That is amazing.
We're very excited about it.
And it's free.
Right, exactly. Come on down. No, it has an associated cost with it. We are going to put it through insurance, so part of that will come back. But
yeah, the best part about it, Dr. Martin Katz is my guest. I think the best part about it is we're telling everybody you need to exercise, you need to eat right, you need to take care of yourself. But everybody starts at a different place,
right?
And so this will sort of help help you figure out, well, where am I right now?
Right.
What do I really need to focus on?
Right.
Because everybody's different. You can't just tell everyone, well, get on a treadmill three times a week.
Right.
Maybe you don't need to be on a treadmill three times a week. You need to be doing some light circuit training or something else.
Well, we can definitely do exercise prescription there, and we will with the exercise stress test. We will give you an exercise prescription that is individually sort of based. And then with the full day, you'll have two follow-ups of the personal training and nutrition to immerse you in the wellness. And again, put you in charge, get you in the driver's seat on your way to wellness. And, you know, there's nothing like actually seeing the evidence in front of you and seeing why you need to improve. So we'll show you all those reasons that you need improvement. You know, 20% of the time, sometimes more, we find something that really needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and something you may not even know about right now.
Right, exactly. And you know, the other thing that's great about this, people like the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, they quote decreasing your expenditure, a corporation's expenditure, something about 20% on insurance, 45% decrease in work days that are missed, you know, just from a mental
wellness. So an employer, plug into this, get your employees safe, and you cut your healthcare costs way down.
I mean, it's available to anybody. You'll get a lot of information out of this. We'll also be doing personalized medicine, which allows me to see maybe 300 patients in a panel and really give them the personal attention that they deserve and they need. There's a membership associated with that. I'll be doing sports medicine, which I'm fellowship trained in, and we'll also be rolling out a physician weight loss management for sustained weight loss.
And this is all at the new health and wellness office, Wellness MD, here in Charlottesville, based out of ACAC. You can learn more online at wellnessmd.acac.com. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you very
Enjoyed
much.
Enjoyed it.
Or
Take
come
care.
By, or come by the office. We'll be happy to show you around.
Which is where exactly?
It's at the Albemarle Square in the Wellness MD, in the courtyard, in the medical courtyard behind ACAC.
Right there, the big ACAC up in Circuit
Albemarle
City.
Exactly.
Up there,
We're right next to ChinaMed and in the medical courtyard.
Perfect.
Show you around.
Wonderful. Dr.
Yeah.
Martin Katz, thank you, Martin.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.